It's Monday, August 12, 2024. President Trump has returned to X. Powerful new ads. We'll be interviewed by Elon Musk tonight at 7 o'clock Central. We'll be covering it live here. But first, strap yourselves in.
The Wars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
160 days to the inauguration. That's the real date we've got to watch.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
84 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes to the election. President Trump, and I've been begging him to do this, has returned to X. That doesn't hurt Truth Social. It helps it. It'll be all with Elon Musk tonight, 7. We'll have live coverage of that with the spaces and simulcast at InfoWars.com/show. But I'm about to be here for the next 4 hours. Naomi Wolf is coming up and so much more today. Wow. All right, big controversy. Are they using AI at these Kamala Harris events? Now, this is such a big subject. To cover it properly would take 2 hours. But the answer is no, in general. But they are using AI to manipulate the images. These are some big crowds, but they're making them look 3-4 times bigger. So the answer is yes, it's both. And they're trying to conflate the issue. And they're definitely Photoshopping images and using AI to do that. But what you're seeing is the MoveOn.org Soros women's march groups that they've got in big cities. And it's almost all middle-aged or older white women. And they're the secret weapon of the globalists. Now, that said, they're doing a lot of camera angles, doing a lot of other things to make them look even bigger. They have photoshopped some shots of her in Michigan with Air Force One. So definitely they are manipulating, but really this is AstroTurf. They're busting these women in. They're buying them lunch. But they've got idiot voters, so you shouldn't be overconfident, all right? And neither is Trump. So it's good that people are waking up that we're facing a real enemy here. But first, here's Trump's new ad.
Trump has left the building.
Over. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. Donald Trump wins the presidency.
What started off as unlikely, impossible, is now reality.
I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
We have a president who actually fulfilled the promises he made during the campaign.
Securing the border to foreign policy.
He now has a record as president that's pretty damn impressive.
Breaking news out of Palm Beach,
Florida. The FBI has executed an unprecedented search warrant at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The former president has both sides of the political aisle up in arms.
It is a dangerous and unstable moment in American history.
The Justice Department has just indicted former President Donald Trump.
For 7 years, they hated him, they targeted him, they hunted him.
This is the epitome of the abuse of the prosecutorial power to preempt political decisions.
I never thought anything like this could happen in America. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They're not coming after me, they're coming after you, and I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. America will always rise to every challenge and overcome every danger.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged. These types of things, I think, give him strength.
When I'm reelected, I will totally obliterate the deep state.
Yes.
As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, then we will not fail.
Powerful. Stay with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
She's gonna turn on a Jewish boy.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
End up and be counted. Pick a side, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom or slavery? It is Monday, August 12th, 2024.
Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive.
All right. I am loaded for bear. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Big transmission lined up for you in the war room. Going to knock it out of the park. Owen's always done a great job 8 years there, but he's really been hitting on all cylinders. And then live coverage tonight of the Trump big Elon Musk interview. Trump has returned to X today, which is a good move. All it's going to do is help Truth Social and help the country and the world. It's a little late, but okay, with 80-something days of the election. Now he's in touch with those hundreds of millions of more people, conservatively. Very exciting there. Let me tell you what else is coming up. They're doing the exact same playbook they did in 2016 and 2020 and 2022 in the off-year election. The deep state is saying all the polls show Kamala's going to win by a landslide, Hillary's going to win by a landslide, and that Trump doesn't really think he is going to win. He wants to lose. And he's challenging fraud because he wants to make it look like it was stolen. No, he needs to stop, at least mitigate the fraud, or they will steal it. And so I thought we'd have some articles written, which the crew did over the weekend, Jamie White and others, just documenting. Remember the headlines? Hillary will win by 90%. Hillary will win by 99%. Or 99% chance she'll win. 98% chance she'll win. Hillary 20 points ahead. Hillary 15 points ahead. They're now running the exact same headline crap again, thinking you're stupid. So we have a big article on InfoWars.com. Don't be fooled. Pollsters who predicted 2016 Hillary landslide now say Kamala beating Trump. And it continues. I pulled up some of the original articles. Survey finds Hillary Clinton has more than 99% chance of winning. Remember the Washington Post? Election over Donald Trump. Clinton has 90% chance of winning. Reuters, IPSOS, State of the Union. State of the Nation. Our pollsters' models give Hillary Clinton a 98.1% chance of winning the presidency. HuffPo. An examination 2016 electorate based on validated voters. So they paid these pollsters to put these lies out. They thought they could steal it, but his landslide was so big they ran out of dead people and folks that had moved out of district. That is a huge area we'll be getting more into. This one is just ultra massive. I mean, we knew this. You'll say, well, we knew this. You knew this. I knew this. But it's admitted. Why would they do this? They've now had a bunch of Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, come out and say, well, that letter probably wasn't even real, that Biden resigned, and they just put that out and embarrassed him into quitting. And, yeah, I pressured him to go. Biden has come out and said that in an interview. We have that clip. These are all on video. And then you've got Biden and Raskin running around saying it will not be peaceful if Trump wins. This is admissions of a coup. Simply astounding. Absolutely astounding that they do all this. She doesn't get one vote in the primary. Ronald McDonald got as many votes as she did. They then remove the puppet they already stole the election to put in, but at least they pretended like there was an election there. They try to outlaw questioning all the fraud that's now all confirmed. It's even worse than what Trump said and I said. And then they turn around and select and install her. Nobody voted for her. Nobody voted for any of this crap. And then why does Pelosi come out and admit it, and why does Biden do it? They're just completely normalizing it. And they know it's going to come out, so they're getting ahead of it. These people really know how to crap on you and rub it in. So we've got that stag. I'll be getting more into. And the video clips themselves. Then Tim Walz is so bad, he's way worse than I thought. I thought I'd done my homework on this guy. We have dozens of Stolen Valor video where he now officially says he was in combat in Afghanistan. Just incredible. In any other world, he would have to resign immediately from his selection as the VP by the selected operative Kamala Harris. Just mind-blowing. Also, Tim Walz left 8 babies who survived botched abortions to die, government data shows. And there's all this other wild corruption of him basically being a Chinese communist spy and obsessed with Mao Zedong and collecting little red books and spending months and months and months and months and months and months. I mean, dozens of trips to China. Chinese communist spy written all over him. And now Senator Cotton is saying he basically is a Chi-Com agent. Senator Cotton, China cultivated Tim Walz. Yeah, this guy is. And he supports communism. Can't make that up. This is a big one. This is something people really ought to educate themselves on. I mean, I know this audience is educated, but we need to then, you're like the missionaries, or you're like the sales force that promotes freedom, and or you're like the special forces operatives that go behind enemy lines and engage in force multiplication. Use whatever analogy you want. But I remembered this, and when I saw this last night, I was like, why didn't I point that out? Because there's just too many lies to even keep track of. But this is a whopper. And I remember at the time when she was the senator, she co-authored the bill. Her name's on the bill to hire 86,000 IRS agents to target pizza delivery people and maids at Airbnbs and waiters and waitresses and doormen and people in the service industry. Remember Biden 3.5 years ago, they passed a law to hire 86,000 IRS agents. And it was written to and you've seen the crackdown, to target people who were getting a little, $10 tip on Vimeo that they didn't pay taxes on. In the law, which is unconstitutional, it's also come out that the IRS is using AI to scan everybody's bank accounts in live time. So let's say you're a masseuse, you get a $50 tip, and you deposit that in your bank account along with the money you got paid for the massage, and now they hit you with an IRS audit. Oh, you didn't declare $3,000 this year. People can barely make it already. Good for them. Oh, but the government wants to give you free tuition and free everything. No, they want to make you dependent. So this is another just insane report. Busted. Biden and men imposed a new tax scheme on tips before copycat Kamala stole Trump's tax on tips plan. So when she was in the Senate, and I'm getting this conflated, she passed laws 5 years ago increasing the size of the IRS, and then she increased it again, specifically targeting people once she was in the White House and promoted it. So she's promising all these free goodies now, but she's been in power for almost 4 years. So you can't make this up. But she actually cheerleaded this. She's been the tax working class people czar, just like she's been the border, open the border czar, destroy the border czar, the treason czar. And I've even got the newscast of them promoting it. Oh, we're going to raise hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, we're not going to let these low-level people, you know, hide money. And then, of course, I forgot to send it to the crew, but you guys can find it fast. I think I did actually send it, but I sent you hundreds of things, and I didn't get all of them. I posted on X, I think yesterday, a side-by-side of Trump saying, you know, waitress had an idea for me. I think it's a great idea. No taxes on tips for any service worker, whether it's a maid, a masseuse, an auto mechanic, anybody, a waitress. And he said that months ago in June, and then here she is in Detroit saying the exact same thing, no taxes on tips. Now, here's the difference. See, that's how my brain works. I go back to the beginning and then go to the end. I should have said, hey, Kamala's been caught in a giant new lie. She just came out and said she's going to get rid of taxes on service workers' tips. But she's actually been quarterbacking it in the Senate and in the White House for at least 6-7 years. That's really the big takeaway. And then I drill through the evidence of it. Instead, I start going, look, she's the one with the taxes on tips. Instead of pointing out the elephant in the room that, do you think if she actually gets in, she's going to do that? Now, one thing you know about Trump is if he says something, he's going to do it or try to do it or die trying. So I'm going to ask everybody, is the quarterback of raping blue-collar workers, service workers, hard-working people. It's one of the best blue-collar jobs out there, though. You make good money. Is the quarterback of raping you, who just ripped off Trump's big initiative, is she actually going to follow through if she steals the election? The answer is hell no. All right, crew found the clip. Here it is.
When I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Oh, my God. Just please, God help me. You know, I want to save the country and the world. I want to get Trump in. But also, I don't want to look at her for 4 years. Oh, my. I mean, just give me a. I've never seen a more revolting laugh. I hate her fake swagger. I didn't even play the clips last week. She's gone all over the country. And when she was in. Find them again. I've got to play them. It's everywhere. Just type in Kamala puts on new black accent in Detroit. There's another one. Kamala puts on black Southern accent in Atlanta. And Atlanta, and again, she just makes these up what she thinks a black person in the South sounds like. And it sounds like something from like a racist old movie or something like, how you doing now? Hey, hey, hey. It's like a Fat Albert voice. And then she goes to Detroit, and I can't even do the voice, but it's like, hey, what's going on, everybody? Y'all right, we going to. But like if I want to talk to folks in Georgia and I get up the podium and I go, how you doing out there? Would you like a possum for your dinner now? I mean, it is so bizarre. Or if I went to speak to a group of, say, you know, Hispanic organization, love to, they invite me. And I go, hello, everyone. Would you like a taco? I mean, it's like what type of weirdo acts like this? People that are fake as hell, that's it. She got the law passed and then expanded it with Biden to rape people for their tips. Now she steals Trump's idea that was a waitress's idea in Vegas. And Trump loves it. Trump actually got the idea from a waitress. Hey, why don't you get rid of these taxes on us? He goes, that's a damn good idea. Because that's where Trump gets his ideas, is in the, with the people. Always has. Since he was like 3 and 4 years old on construction sites with his dad, and his dad would say, all right, I'm leaving you for 6 hours with these construction workers. So that's why Trump's always had, because his dad was self-made. He wasn't rich until he got rich. And his dad didn't want to wimp. So all his kids, he just threw them out there, you know, on the weekends and on the in the summer. Trump talks about it. People that knew Trump talk about it. I mean, that's good. That's the kind of stuff my family did. They weren't building giant buildings or anything, but, you know, they had businesses and operations and ranches. And then he's like, hey, you're going to grandma's for 2 months. You're not going to sit around and play video games, buddy boy. And I was like 11, 12, 13 years old. But side issue. You've got Chuckie Schumer can't even cook a hamburger. The leftists think when you fire a gun, the entire cartridge goes down the barrel. They're like space aliens. And so to her, whatever group she's there, she goes, how can I placate to them? Well, let me give you a newsflash. I don't want to give the Democrats advice, but people don't, on average, like someone who obviously condescends to them and then projects some stereotype. And it's not bad if somebody has a Hispanic or Mexican accent or Cuban accent or whatever. But imagine if I went to Miami and I go into a restaurant and the Cuban accent I know is Tony Montana. So I'll say, hey, I can't really do a Cuban accent. What you want? I can't even do a Cuban accent. But just imagine if I did a Cuban accent to somebody at a Cuban restaurant. They'd be like, dude, is something wrong with you? You messed up, Mel. You didn't bring me the type of ham sandwich I wanted. Next time, you bring it to me right. I can't really do it. The point is, and she can't do it either. I'm getting stuck on this. I need to move on. But if you've got the clip of her in Detroit and the clip of her in Atlanta, two completely different made-up black accents. Here it is.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. So let's get right. Hold on. You know what? Here, hold on. Here's the thing. The courts are going to handle that. We're going to beat them in November. We're going to beat them in November. Okay? We'll beat them in November. We'll handle that.
We gonna beat them in November. So she just shows up in Detroit. And I've been to Detroit many times. Black folks don't talk like that. We gonna beat them. Yeah, we gonna beat them. And then when she's in Georgia, it's a weird black southern accent. Okay, I'm done talking about it. The point is, busted, Biden men imposes a new tax scheme on tips before copycat Kamala stole Trump's no tax on tips plan. It's a great illustration of it. Shows Trump to a black waitress with a sign saying, no taxes on tips. Vote for me. I'll do that, too. And she hands him a handwritten letter. The lady says back, bitch, you don't. You know you're the VP, right? Why didn't you do it now? Absolutely. Busted. Biden imposed new tax scheme on tips before copycat Kamala stole Trump's no tax on tips plan. VP Kamala Harris cast tie-breaking vote to let IRS track workers' tips so they can be taxed. I shouldn't laugh about it. It's so sick. I mean, it's just, it's too much. It's just everything. She was one of the most famous prosecutors in U.S. history. I mean, I knew who she was when she was a prosecutor in San Francisco 25 years ago when I was on air, because she was so famous for throwing black people in jail and throwing the key away for nonviolent offenses. She had a hard on for them. And then when she was the attorney general of the state, she was even worse. I mean, she's famous for going after black people. I mean, famous. And then on a dime, oh, I love you. I'm going to let you out of jail. That's how I talk to you. I mean, what the hell? Can you imagine this person being the president? I just don't know what to say at this point. Wow. Wow. All right, so I kind of halfway covered this, but I'm going to go back into some of these other areas with the coup against Biden, which even if we hate Biden, point is, this: you can debate whether they stole the election. Obviously, they did. The evidence is overwhelming. But you can still hide under the rock and say it didn't happen and try to argue it. You can't argue that they removed Biden and the people they put in, nobody voted for. I mean, that's cut and dry, a coup, 100%, no debate about it. And I've got the clips coming up of Biden admitting it, Pelosi admitting it, and their answer, we're just going to not accept Trump winning. Well, of course, you think people that steal one election and remove the president that they stuck in there, but they claim got votes, and they claim won, and then at least they've got some cover there, they have no cover here? I mean, how far do you think they'll go? Well, they tell you, we're not letting him get in office. So, you know, if I was just a person into pure entertainment, I'd be sitting back with popcorn right now watching all this. But I'm not a guy that likes dog fighting and, you know, stuff like that. I just, you know, I don't like seeing two things just tear themselves up. Especially when I'm going to get torn up. You're going to get torn up. These people have already run this country into the ground. I'm not even sure Trump, with our full backing, can turn this son of a bitch around. It'll be better than under them, but I'm not thinking it's all going to be peaches and cream when Trump gets in now. We are in deep crap. And then I've got this, and I spent way too much time on this. I've spent, let's not exaggerate, probably 6-7 hours since Friday trying to get my mind around this and going back to source videos. And I know what happened, and I know what's going on, but then to present it would take hours. And then it just turns into a tar baby, and it's exactly what the CIA wants, and it's a disaster. That's why if you want to know what's going on, go to a Kamala Waltz event for yourself, go to a Trump event for yourself, and post the video yourself. Wide-panning shots of everything, and then we can compare it to what they're doing. But yes, they are using Photoshop with AI, and they are manipulating things in post, videos, and photos. Now, that said, they're using camera tricks mainly, and they have activated the Soros network of women's groups who are very, 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 very big. And they have big databases of women, mainly white women, old white women. They bust in, and so they are going to get votes, and some of these videos are real. Now, they will crop the videos or shoot to where it doesn't show that half the stadium's empty. They'll go back in later and add with the video editing with AI to make it look better. They are doing that. They are getting caught. These are videos from the Harris campaign. You see that, you know, where they land in Detroit, or was it Dearborn? You see Air Force Two out there. It's really Air Force One now with the coup. And you see this big, long, giant mass of people. I went and found the raw videos. They put them all in about a 60-yard wide trail out the door to make it look big. And then they officially released photos that photoshopped even more people out past that. And that's why you blow up the airplane video or photos and you don't see any reflection of buildings or people right up against it because it's fake. They took multiple images and put them together. Yes, they're doing it. But it's a tar baby because you just fall down a rabbit hole, and but it is simply amazing. Now, this is actual video of what happened. People are like, well, where's the ground video? This is the type of videos there are. There's no big videos of big crowds. And then it cuts back to what they put out, and it looks completely different. It's because it's been manipulated. Very, very easy to do. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Huge amounts of news straight ahead. Please stay with us. Tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, We found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here to respond to the firestorm controversy of Joe Rogan supposedly endorsing RFK Jr. over Donald Trump.
The only one who's not doing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You a fan?
Yeah, I am a fan. Yeah, he's the only one that makes sense to me. He's the only one that he doesn't attack people. He attacks actions and ideas.
Now, I'm not defending Joe right now because I've known him 25 plus years. I'm defending Joe because as populists, as conservatives, as nationalists, as free market anti-communists, whatever you want to call folks that support Trump and support what's left of America, we can't be like the left when people disagree with us on basic things in a polite way. We can't try to deplatform them and scream and yell at them and call them scumbags and call them traitors. All it does is turn people off. Especially when you look at the case of Joe Rogan. Joe has come so far in the last 5-6 years, exposing the poison shots, exposing the open borders, exposing the WEF, Bill Gates, the New World Order, the transgender cult, basically everything. And I know for a fact it's been Joe that's really helped wake up Elon Musk and so many others. And Joe has had a nonpartisan show. And so he's been able to reach a lot of liberals and a lot of leftists and have woken them up. So the fact that he's known RFK Jr. for a while, the fact that he likes him, the fact that they go out to dinner, the fact that he said, I think of the three people running, he is the most reasonable and somebody that attacks issues instead of individuals. And look, I love Trump, and I do this too. But at the end of the day, it's not the best thing to do where Trump attacks people and makes fun of them, or when the corporate media lies about Trump, he then responds every time. Because in a way, that's how they keep you off balance, talking about them instead of talking about what we're going to do.
You're aware of this recent Donald Trump speech where he talked about a bloodbath.
Oh, God, yeah.
And what the actual phrase was. What? See if you can find that, Jamie, because it's actually important to highlight how not just inaccurate, but it's just deceptive the media was in their depiction of what he said.
Like President Trump coming up with the idea to have no tax on tips and on service employees. Great idea. Now Kamala is trying to co-opt that.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Even though it was the Democratic Party under Biden that radically expanded the IRS, 86,000 new agents to mainly target working class people. So Trump should be on issues like that, which he is. And in fact, he's a lot better. And J.D. Vance has made the same point that RFK Jr. is making and that Joe's making and others. At the end of the day, if we transcend partisanship, which I know is hard to do, we can really speak to people directly on the issues and we can gain ground and save this country. Because the Republican Party has been horrible and corrupt for a long time. The Democratic Party has gone completely corrupt, but we have a beachhead of populism and nationalism and common sense in the Republican Party, and that's why the power structure tried to kill President Trump.
You are interviewing me, Dana, because I respect the American people enough to sit down for an interview.
I appreciate that.
Kamala Harris has been the nominee for 3 weeks. She hasn't sat down for a real
Believe
interview.
Believe me, we are asking. You're not going to get a disagreement there.
But the point is, Dana, you've got me for 15 minutes or however long you have me. We should be talking about public policies that matter. How are we going to lower inflation? How are we going to reduce the cost of food and housing? How are we going to close down that southern border? We've talked so little about that. We've talked a lot more about a sarcastic remark I made 3 years ago. I think we should talk about the issues that most Americans care.
So when I give this type of advice, I'm not lecturing anybody out there. I'm just telling you what I think is the best thing to do. And I think Joe's very even-handed way that he covers issues from just a common sense perspective is the most effective way to turn this country and the world around. Tucker Carlson does it as well. They're more of gentlemen. And Tucker likes RFK Jr. as well. So do I. I've got issues with RFK Jr. and the people around him, and I think he's, at the end of the day, is still a leftist, so I'm not voting for him, but I think he's a man of integrity. He's very, very smart, and he's done irrevocable damage to the globalist agenda and done incredible good things for a free and open human society. So again, Joe came out with kind of a response to all this, explaining that he was not endorsing RFK Jr., and I think that's what Joe was trying to say is he's trying to not do politics. He's trying to say whose policies he likes. So let Joe be incredibly influential, one of the most influential people on earth. He's in the top three or four, you know, Trump, Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and I'm kind of down on the tier below that. And let's realize how far Joe has come and the courage he had, you know, going back 3.5 years ago and starting to call it the poison shots. Now, sure, I was doing it 4+ years ago, but it doesn't matter. He definitely came to the game very, very early. And I could talk about the great things Joe does all day long, but the biggest one is he's a supporter of free speech, and he stands against censorship, and he's been fighting back against big tech censorship. He's been exposing the UK, trying to arrest people for no reason and threatening American citizens. I mean, Joe is hitting on all cylinders. So even if I didn't know Joe, even if we hadn't been friends going back to like 1999, I would still come out and defend him because, folks, he's hurting the globalists. Now, Musk has gone all the way, fully endorsing Trump. And that's great. But we can't sit there and expect everybody else to do that. We just have to be thankful that they're really on Team Humanity and doing a great job waking people up. So that's my breakdown. And I think we should really move on and focus on the really bad guys, the Democratic Party, the WEF, the UN, the big central banks, BlackRock, all of which Joe has guests on exposing. I mean, every week. Joe's exposing all the election fraud crap and the murder of Seth Rich. I mean, you name it, folks. He's just a smoother Alex Jones. He's smooth like Tucker Carlson. And so let him do that. Don't go after our allies just because they say something that we don't exactly like perfectly and create a fake controversy out of it. We have cut and dry evil with Kamala Harris, who didn't get one vote in the primaries. She got the same amount of votes as Ronald McDonald. She's been selected. And that's something people should be pointing out, just like they stole the election from Bernie, the Democrats. We should be pointing that out to Democrats, not going after people like Joe Rogan, because I know Joe. And these type of things, people going after him, trying to push him more to the, quote, establishment right, it'll only backfire. Let's be thankful that Joe is doing such a great job, and let's support him, ladies and gentlemen. But regardless, you'll get the Alex Jones brand, both barrels, firing all your guns at once into space. I mean, you're going to get it all weekdays, 11 a.m. Central, at Infowars.com/show, and right here on X with Alex Jones. Now, we've only got 80-something days of the election. The globalists are going to try to steal it. They're trying to start World War III. All hell's breaking loose. Please join me, and I'll break down the latest information with an amazing guest, callers, and more. Thank you so much, and God bless.
What a guy. What a great guy. What an amazing American this man is, Joe Rogan. What a true patriot. Great man. I would never say anything negative about this man.
Just aired it live here, just posted on Real Life Jones at X. That thing blew up. Tens of millions of views of the videos I saw attacking Joe. And I mean, he does a podcast 5 days a week. He just tears the deep state a new one every day and is discrediting all their policies. And we shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, is where I stand on that. Okay. Now, shifting gears back into what's currently happening, big developments. Where a whole bunch of Democrats, I'm only going to play three clips because I've got like 10 of them. Pelosi, Biden, others are coming out admitting he was removed and that basically that letter that wasn't on official White House letterhead, you can put a copy of it up, put up Biden's resignation from the campaign letter, please. Remember, he didn't respond to it for over a week. So he's sick, out of his mind, medical emergency, flown back from Vegas. They probably drugged him. Or didn't give him the drugs he needed. He's all hopped up. He's in Delaware. And then all of a sudden, this letter comes out of the White House. No one says where it even came from. Without White House letterhead, nothing. And the signature looked nothing like his regular signature that's public. Nothing like it. And I said, that's fake. It's not on letterhead. Everything the president does is on letterhead. And it's a fake signature. Yeah, there it is. You can compare it to his regular real signature that's everywhere. So a very bad forgery, look at that. Looks like something, you know, a 10-year-old would doing a word processor. But they did that, again, threatening. Now we've already embarrassed you. If you don't step down, we'll do the 22nd Amendment, which they have now admitted they did. So I know this is already known. We've already covered it for the last month, but they're now admitting it because this in itself is them hiding in plain view just to normalize it so other investigators who are reporting on it don't get traction. Because if they just admit it and try to hide it in plain view and just act like it's normal and gaslight us, they think it'll go away. And that's why you've got all these surrogates going, well, of course they told him to step down. And of course they threatened the 22nd Amendment. But the bigger admission is by Pelosi that, well, I didn't think that letter was him. I didn't know. And then Biden basically says it was Pelosi organized it all against him. So that shows some infighting going on as well. But this is a big, big deal. And, you know, Trump trolls people sometimes, but not that often with facts. He'll make jokes and troll people. But he said a week ago on Truth Social, he said the word is Biden's going to try a comeback at the convention. And then you start seeing all these establishment Democrats attacking Kamala and Waltz, which they deserve. So this thing is far from over. I'm not predicting Biden will come back. I don't think he'll come back. But according to Trump's intel, they're going to try it. And here's Biden kind of going around on a new tour, kind of introducing the idea that he was removed in a coup. So that's the big takeaway here is It was a coup. A woman that got no votes in the primary is now flying around like she's the president. And they even admit in mainstream media that Biden's not in control. She's not in control. And they ask who is in control. This is so dysfunctional. So let's go ahead and play so many of these clips. I want to play the Biden Raskin clip first. This was all just last week, saying he's not confident that there'll be a smooth transfer of power if Trump wins, and then Raskin talking about civil war conditions. Here it is.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all.
So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
I didn't accept the letter as anything but a letter. I mean, and another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say, some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was I don't even know, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. It really didn't.
Let's begin with your decision. You're at your home, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, late July with your family, and you make this historic decision. Tell me the story.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was a neck and neck race. We'd have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing me about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did someone... And I thought it'd be a real distraction, number one. Number two, when I ran the first time, I thought of myself as being a transition president. I can't even say how old I am. It's hard for me to get out of my mouth. But things got moving so quickly, it didn't happen. And the combination was that I thought it was a critical issue for me, still is, not a joke, maintaining this democracy. But I thought it was important because although it's a great honor being president, I think I have an obligation to the country to do the most important thing we can do, and that is we must defeat Trump.
So the deep state stole the election in 2020. They tried to completely steal it in 2022. Were somewhat successful, but still failed because the landslide was so big. And now they're trying it again. They believe with their numbers, Trump is 15, 20 points ahead, and they don't have enough dead people or, again, folks in their databases that move out of district to override that with the famous Zuckerberg list that they've updated. And so they tried to kill Trump, and so they're going to try it again. And people act like this is Netflix or a movie or another episode of TV where, oh, they just tried to kill him back on July 13th a month ago today. 30 days ago. And it's just kind of move on to the next thing. No, it's not move on to the next thing. These people have installed a coup of Kamala Harris. Again, you could debate, did Biden steal it? Of course he did. But at least it's not totally cut and dry. This is publicly cut and dry. And I think Trump should make a big deal. He already has, but a bigger deal about the fact that Elvis Presley got as many votes as Kamala Harris did in this election, in the primaries. Charlie Manson got as many votes as she did, which is zero. My cat, Mushu, my daughter's cat, got more votes, or the same amount, zero. I don't know, somebody might write the cat in. It's pretty famous now. When the feds try to take it. I'm not joking. If you're a new listener, you're like, what the hell are you talking about? I know. It's beyond bizarre. So, as I've said, the Hamburglar, Grimace, Ronald McDonald, Bugs Bunny, Santa Claus, the Lucky Charms, Leprechaun, got as many votes as Kamala Harris did to be where she is. Now, that's a coup, cut and dry. These people are beyond a joke. They're dangerous. Now, I want to shift gears into other news in the 10 minutes we have left in the segment, but first let me just say this. We've got some good news. Without going into long inside baseball, I'm going to do an update soon about the future of InfoWars. We'll be here at least another couple months now, probably longer. I'm going to leave it at that. God's smiling on us. Your prayers are having an effect. But the new court-appointed CRO is not like the last guy that tried to shut the company down. He has allowed us to reorder our best-selling products. And they came in last Friday. This could be, if they shut us down, though, the last run of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. People love it. All the vitamins, all the minerals you need, amazing. Absorbent in the body, great, delicious, all-natural, organic fruit punch. Good for adults, children, everybody. And it supports the broadcast. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, small shipment. Came in. We have it. A fan favorite. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. So good for inflammation, your joints, your whole body, your immune system. Back in stock. And this has been sold out for a year. This is the Linus Pauling formula of rose hips, 1,000 milligrams of organic plant-derived vitamin C with zinc to get into your cells for detoxification, everything else. This is something everybody should take every day. This is the classic Nobel Prize-winning formula that Linus Pauling came out with. This is the standard, and I'll tell you point blank, there's probably 50 companies put out the same thing. Because this has been around forever. It's just a staple for anybody that's got a brain. We've got our version that's excellent, high quality. Get it from us, ladies and gentlemen, for 40% off. You're not going to get the same formula at Whole Foods for any less than $29.95. Usually it's $40. We got it for $23. It supports the broadcast. So all three are back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the big sale that's been running for 2 weeks is about to end. The InfoWars Save InfoWars Super Sale, Nitric Boost, and so many other products, 40 to 60% off. And then we're going to go into a holding pattern very soon. We'll just find out whether we're going to survive or not. Whatever's left is going to go to full price till it sells out or until we're able to have a buyer for the InfoWars assets. And then if I decide I like that buyer, I work for them. We continue on. If the bad guys buy it, which they're saying they're going to try to do, that's some breaking news here. I've known it for weeks, but I'm getting ready to do a whole report on it soon. Then they've taken over, and that's it. And then we get a new employer, and we try to set up a new operation, and I try to get the crew over there, and that's a whole nother, you know, wild event. But right now, it looks like we're going to make it through the election, thanks to all your prayers and your action, and maybe indefinitely. But this is your last chance, potentially, to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the shirt that's now in stock shipping out with the Trump fight fist image. That's a fundraiser. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, that said, whatever happens to InfoWars, my dad, who came up with a lot of these supplements, set up his own warehouse 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago in North Austin. And it's great, great service, great products, all the NanoSilver products, Next Level Foundational Energy, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, the Rocket Rest. These are all super strong, great formulas at drjonesnaturals.com. So if you want to support us and get great products at the same time, go to our sponsor. It's so critical because whatever happens to InfoWars, that'll be a critical first sponsor to rebuild from. So we need to, my dad needs to capitalize as a sponsor. We need the funds. So if you want to fight the New World Order, this is the place to do it and get great products at the same time. Dr. Jones, naturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. And I thank you all for your support because it's up to you now whether or not we're going to be able to continue on. And believe me, if they're successful shutting us down, you're going to be like, oh, whoa, he's off the air. And I just remember, because I'm not bluffing you here and I'm trying to keep us on air. I don't want to prove it to you about happening. You saw the headlines, InfoWars will be shut down, you know, a month ago. He'll be shut down next week. Judge blocked it. And we're just going to see if Judge Lopez continues down. He fired all the people that were that had been brought in, you know, by the federal government because they're just on a rotating deal. And he fired them all. The U.S. trustee, the CRO, told him 10 times, you couldn't do all the things you did. He was outraged. And one of my lawyers wanted to go to the judge earlier, and the other's like, well, don't make a big thing in the court, but I should have gone in there earlier. But this Judge Lopez is smart. He fired the last CRO a year and a half ago, who wasn't being evil on purpose. She didn't know what he was doing. But this last guy, I mean, was a big leftist, absolutely out to get us, tried to set us up. It's been hellish. All the stuff you see happening to Trump, remember what Eric Trump famously said in a Fox interview? He said, look, for every attack you see, there's 10 you don't hear about. I'm not going to spend the show on all their attacks and what they've done because we got stuff to cover. But let me tell you, it has been absolutely out of control. And thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your word of mouth. Thank you for your support, because that is the only reason that we are still on air here, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm very thankful to all of you. But they're coming after all of Trump's key supporters. And we are right up there at the top. So thank you for keeping us on air. You're the reason we're still in the fight, and I want to be in the fight. I love being in the fight. I'm dedicated to the fight, so I salute you, and I humbly thank you. But take the articles from InfoWars.com. Take the videos from InfoWars.com, band.video. Take the links from Real Alex Jones on X and hand share them to your email list, your text messages, repost them everywhere. It's having a big effect, but fight like your life depends on it, because, folks, it does. The left are insane. Worldwide, they're out of control. Now, that said, Naomi Wolf, formerly big advisor to the Clintons, been awake for years. She used to come on back when she was, you know, not fully awake, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. But she hadn't been on like 7, 8 years. She came on 6 months ago, 3, 4 months ago. It was a huge interview. She's joining us to cover the waterfront coming up here next hour. And then I'm going to drill back into all the stuff. Ukraine, as Jack Posobiec said 6 months ago, has been attacking inside Russia with ground troops. The nuclear reactor is on fire, the biggest one in the world in Ukraine. They're trying to blame the Russians. As we predicted, they do a false flag on that. I believe it is. We've got all the developments with the UK prime minister saying he's going to arrest Americans for free speech on a total power trip. And if Kamala is able to steal the election, she'll sign on the extraditions. We're talking about arresting Elon Musk. I mean, it is getting crazy. So that's all coming up. And with all the other breaking news, after she leaves us, and we'll give you a first look on what little birds have told me about what's coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 p.m. Pacific, with Elon Musk interviewing our embattled president, President Trump. All right, the great best-selling author, researcher, and former Clinton advisor, Naomi Wolf, straight ahead. Stay with us. You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a 2-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. Nation. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.